Hi, my name is Laura McDermott. My topic is the relationship among barriers and facilitators to prenatal care and birth outcomes in a rural county. I do not have any relationships to disclose. As of 2010, this is before the 2020 Healthy People 2020 goals came out, New York State's lag behind national averages in Healthy People 2010 goals for access to first trimester prenatal care, with only 76.1% of women accessing care in the first trimester of pregnancy. We found out that through the literature, rural women have faced unique challenges. Some of these unique challenges were limited access to care, social and economic isolation, and lack of confidentiality, to name a few. The importance of prenatal care is probably, it stands out to everybody that prenatal care is to monitor the health of the mothers and unborn child and is highly recommended by ACOG to obtain prenatal care within the first trimester of pregnancy. Previously identified prenatal care barriers and facilitators in the literature is a mile long. Some of them are race, socioeconomic status, age, geographical location, addictions, homelessness, inability to afford care, transportation problems, lack of a system of social support, overcrowded clinics, scheduling difficulties, long wait times, ignorance of signs of pregnancy, ignorance for the need of care due to pregnancy. But only two studies that came up with facilitators in the literature. One study revealed by Fuller is that a woman would obtain prenatal care because they had a likelihood of having a healthy baby, and another study involved the father's involvement, those fathers who were involved made a big difference in obtaining prenatal care in the first trimester of pregnancy. While research has clearly identified the barriers to prenatal care, and they've been well identified, access to prenatal care in the first trimester has not greatly improved over the past decade. Although there has been, there was a Medicaid expansion in the late 1980s, still not much has changed. Most of the research in the United States is focused on barriers to prenatal care in urban or suburban settings, and research in rural populations was limited. Only a few studies have been conducted on prenatal care access within the first trimester of pregnancy among rural women. I believe there was only two studies that were conducted. The purpose of my study was to examine the barriers and facilitators regarding access to prenatal care in a rural county without a hospital or birthing center within its geographical boundaries and with a few health care providers who offer obstetrical care. I represent Tioga County Health Department. I'm their nurse practitioner now. But when I did this study, Tioga County had electronic birth certificate data, in which nobody was really doing much with. So we tried to merge the 2008 electronic birth certificate data with the CDC's PRAMS questionnaire, and we distributed it to all the women who gave birth in 2008. I used a conceptual framework for my study, and it was the Anderson and Adair's behavioral model of utilization. It was previously established in 1968, and it had several changes as it's progressed as a framework. I used the 1998 rendition. It's a great framework for analyzing factors associated with patient access to care. It used a system of perspective to integrate a range of personal, environmental, provider-related health behavior variables that either facilitate or impede a person to seek medical care, in this case, prenatal care. This is just a visual depiction of the model. The environment, population characteristics, health behaviors, and outcomes are all the model I use from Anderson and Adair. And I kind of filled it in with all the variables that was found within this county. For instance, the health care system was Tioga County, and there was a lack of providers. Right now, we've just been designated as a medically underserved population. predisposing characteristics were made up of demographics such as the age of the mother and marital status, and social structure, which included race, educational level, employment status. Enabling resources for this population that were able to be identified was wait time for appointment, financial resources, transportation, insurance coverage, Medicaid card, work, child care, time constraints, secrecy of pregnancy, and the other category, payment source and income level, and the attribute that this community had was its rural. And also, the population characteristics was composed of the need, which was a perceived that everybody that was pregnant would obtain prenatal care. The health behavior is prenatal risk factors, such as alcohol consumption, smoking, illicit drugs, and use of health services, which is trimester of pregnancy. And all of this affects the outcomes. And in this case, and for this study, we were looking at infants' birth weight and grams. The study that I did was a descriptive correlational design, and it combined two databases. One was the electronic birth certificate data from Tioga County in 2008, and the second was a CDC PRAMS questionnaire that was mailed out to everybody that gave birth in 2008, and they had the choice to participate by mailing back the response to it. Then at the end of it, we combined both databases together to study the different variables. The sample was, the original sample was 508 women. The age range was from 14 years old to 45, with the mean age of being 27. The race was 97.3% Caucasian, and because of the homogeneity of the sample, we didn't go into race because it was primarily Caucasian. The level of education for 8th grade or less was 2%, 9th through 12th grade was 8.5%, high school graduate or GED was 27%, some college credit but no degree was 22%, associate degree was 13.5%, bachelor's degree was 17%, and master's degree was 10%, and doctorate degree too. I obtained IRB approval through Binghamton University and also got permission from Tioga County Health Department before doing anything to the study. The instruments was the New York State electronic birth certificate data for Tioga County only in 2008 and the Centers in Disease Control and Prevention PRAMS questionnaire. All the data from the PRAMS was collected by me. A cover letter with the survey was actually sent out to all the women, and they were offered, if you would return the survey back, I'd give you a $5 gift certificate. I think it was to Walmart for baby supplies. And the data collection lasted a very short time and was analyzed with SPSS. The questions that I had 8 total questions, and there were so many sub-questions to all these. These were the 4 that really stuck out. What was the relationship between type of health insurance coverage and access to prenatal care during the first trimester of pregnancy for women who lived in a rural county? What is the relationship between demographic factors such as age and marital status and access to prenatal care during the first trimester of pregnancy for women who live in a rural county? And what is the relationships between demographic factors, age, marital status, and access to prenatal care during the first trimester of pregnancy for women who live in a rural county? And what is the relationship between each of the enabling resources, which was wait time for appointment, financial resources, insurance coverage, transportation, Medicaid card, work, child care, time constraints, secrecy of pregnancy, and other reasons, and access to prenatal care in the first trimester of pregnancy in women who live in a rural county? The first research question, which dealt with the health insurance coverage and access to prenatal care in the first trimester, was found to be statistically significant, with a chi-square of 8.450 and a p-value of 0.015. When I did a logistic regression following, what I revealed was women that had private health insurance were 2.113 times more likely to access prenatal care in the first trimester of pregnancy than women who had Medicaid. And those women who had private insurance were 4 times more likely to access prenatal care in the first trimester of pregnancy than women who self-paid. While the WALD was not statistically significant at 0.055, it approached the statistical significance level. On question two, what was the relationship between demographic factors, age, and marital status, and access to prenatal care during the first trimester of pregnancy for women who live in a rural county? The relationship was also found to be statistically significant, with a chi-square of 9.114 and a p-value of 0.028. The logistic regression for this question identified that women who were aged 20 to 29 were 3.297 times more likely to access prenatal care in the first trimester of pregnancy than women who were 14 and 19 years of age. On the third research question, what was the relationship between demographic factors, age, and marital status, and access to prenatal care during the first trimester of pregnancy for women who live in a rural county? The relationship was found to be statistically significant also, with a chi-square of 5.113, a p-value of 0.024, and the logistic regression led to those women who were married were 1.964 times more likely to access prenatal care in the first trimester of pregnancy than single women. And the last question, which is a mouthful, is what is the relationship between the enabling resources, wait time for appointment, financial resources, insurance coverage, transportation, Medicaid card, work, child care, time constraints, secrecy of pregnancy, and other reasons, and access to prenatal care in the first trimester of pregnancy for women who live in a rural county? Now, each one of these were tested individually, and then they were compiled on a one logistic regression. When we ran them individually, the one that came out statistically significant was secrecy of pregnancy. The chi-square was 7.716, p-value was 0.005, and those women who did not want other people knowing that they were pregnant were 7.773 times more likely to access prenatal care in the first trimester of pregnancy than those who didn't know that, wanting other people to know that they were pregnant. This was the overall run regression analysis for all the variables, and when it's run together as a whole, none of them were considered statistically significant, but individually the one did pan out. Again, my discussion of findings was women with private insurance were twice as likely to access prenatal care in the first trimester of pregnancy than those who had Medicaid and four times more likely than women who had self-paid for prenatal care. A statistically significant relationship was found between mothers identifying that they didn't want anyone to know that they were pregnant and access to prenatal care in the first trimester. And women who were aged 20 to 29 were more likely to seek prenatal care in the first trimester of pregnancy than those who were 19 or younger or 30 plus. And married women were more likely to enter prenatal care in the first trimester of pregnancy than single women. So women who were married were more likely to have a greater number of enabling resources than those who were single, also panned out. For implications for further research, a replication study should be done in another rural area with different racial and ethnic backgrounds. Somehow the Mississippi Delta came to mind, where if we looked at African-American and Hispanic statistics just as much as the Caucasian, because it was represented as I pretty much had an all-white population, to see if the same barriers and facilitators actually exist in that type of population or a different locality. The reevaluation of facilitators and barriers at the first trimester of pregnancy with the expansion of Medicaid and universal health care. Since universal health care is on its way down the pike, when things change and implement, we look at these variables, facilitators and barriers again, because if not much has changed since the expansion of Medicaid 20 years ago, what's to say universal health care might open up access and we may not see the same type of barriers or facilitators? My study was unique in several ways. It was the first study ever to put PRAMS and EBC data together and looked at it at the county level, not at a state level. For those people who deal with PRAMS data, usually it's done at a state level, not as an individual county. And it allowed the researcher to analyze facilitators and barriers at that county level. One thing that screamed quite loud was the hardiness of rural women. There weren't as many barriers compared to urban and suburban populations. From the laundry list I kind of read off to you at the beginning on the first slide, it didn't reveal that with Roe William. There's a resilience to them where they don't look at it as being a barrier to drive 50 miles in order to obtain prenatal care. As a whole, Tioga County, 86.7% of them access prenatal care in the first trimester. Thank you.